朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天在这个时代
Today in this world，
我们受到这个世界潮流和价值观的影响。
As we've been influenced by the sense of values in this world，
我们很现实。
And we become very practical.
我们看人数是不是有增加？人数是不是有增加
？We look see if the number of attendance has raised.
我们看我们的工作有没有果效
？And we see if there's any results of our work.
我们福音队出去唱歌，有多少人决志
？As our gospel team goes out, we want to see how many people have decided.
弟兄姊妹，这是无可厚非的事情。
Indeed, these are the one way of looking at those problems.
当然，我们希望工作有成效。
Of course, we like to see.Our work is not done in vain.
但是保罗在提到能力的时候
，But here, as Paul mentioned about power,
他没有把这个能力只放在工作或者是效率这一方面。
He did not emphasize only on the work and the efficiencies, for example.
我们侍奉是需要能力，弟兄姊妹，我不希望你们误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me. That indeed, we need a power to do work.
到前天，像那两。两位就是那对夫妇传福音。
And two nights ago, as I was talking about gospel to this couple,
有一位弟兄跟我一起去。
And a brother came with me.
哦，他在那里，他可以做见证。
He can be a witness for you.
哦，李牧师有三寸不烂之舌。
Our pastor Lee has his tongue, which is incorruptible.
我不相信这件事情。
I don't believe that.
弟兄姊妹，你有口才，感谢主。
I want to thank the Lord if you are good on speeches.
但是你要靠那个口才，以为人会点头接受主，你在做梦。
If you think people would nod their head because you can speak well, you're daydreaming.
不可能，我们人可以把一个人对永恒有那样大的一个吸引，和渴慕。
Just through the person, through a people's work.It's not possible for you to introduce eternity to another individual.
每一次我站在这里向弟兄姊妹讲道
Every time as I preach in front of you,
到散会的时候，有人握住我的手说：“李牧师今天的信息帮助我。”
And at each time, someone would come to me and says, "Pastor Lee, I want to thank you because your message had indeed helped me."
啊，好可惜，某某人没有来，我要赶快到楼下去买录音带。
It's too bad that one of my friends couldn't come, so I'm going to go downstairs to purchase the recording.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的能力，不是
人的能力。Brothers, sisters, this is the power of the Lord, not ourselves.
你什么时候以为你自己有这一点能力，你什么时候就没有这个能力
？Whenever you think you possess this power and you're powerless.
所以保罗在这里不是讲工作的能力，侍奉的能力。
So here, Paul is not emphasizing the power of working.
那么他在讲什么能力呢
？Then what is he?What does he mean?
他说耶稣基督从死里复活的那个能力。
This is the power that has raised Lord Jesus from dead.
把耶稣基督升到至高者的右边，坐在神右边的那个能力。
Has raised him and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly Father.
那么他就继续在解释。
Then he went on to explain it.
他说远超过一切执政的、掌权的、这个、那个、今生和来生的。
And to exceed and far above all the ones who rules and have authorities.
那么到底执政掌权是什么呢
？And what does he mean by those people who have rules and authorities?
一定是讲胡生说的。
Maybe he means the Saddam Hussein.
上帝有力量可以胜过这个胡生。
The Lord has power to overcome, to victorious over Hussein.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这样想的话，你对上帝的认识就太有限。
And if that's what you think, and your knowing him is limited.
因为在同样这卷书第六章十二节告诉我们说，这个执政掌权是讲空中的恶魔，讲到撒旦魔鬼说的。
And here in the same book to the Ephesians in chapter 6, it talked about those with authorities are those of The evil spirit.
今天我们说胜过胡生的能力是一种相对的能力。
the ability, the power to be victorious over Hussein is a relatively, is measured relatively.
我们多年来做家庭辅导的工作。
And we have been working on the family counseling for many years.
头痛得不得了，因为听了老公讲有道理，听了老婆讲也有道理。
And counseling for a family, and you can listen to both sides, husbands or wives, and each have their own reasons.
这叫相对的。
And these are all relative.
但是当保罗说他胜过一切的，今生的、来生的、执政的、掌权的，他是指着绝对的那个能力说的。
But the power mentioned here by Paul that he is victorious over everything that is absolute measure.
做万有之首，这个我们下一次再讲，隔了两个礼拜以后再跟大家讲。
And he became the head of all, and we're going to talk about that the next time.
复活的能力是讲什么呢？
And what is the power to raise from dead?
胜过死亡
is victorious over death.
超越一切执政掌权是讲什么呢？
To be above of all the authorities means what?
是胜过恶者或者胜过罪恶
is to be victorious over evil things.
今天人类最大的仇敌是什么？
Who is the biggest enemy of humankind?
从我们基督徒有信仰的人来说，一个是罪恶，一个是死亡。
For Christians, there are two things. One is evil, the other one is death.
这个死亡不只是说我对死有一个很潇洒的态度的那一个而已。
To death is not just an attitude, and you don't really care.
各位记不记得十二月九号我在这里讲到的时候提到一件事情？
Do you remember the thing I mentioned on December the 9th?
提到我的老二到中东去。
I mentioned about my younger son went to a Persian Gulf.
我说这没有什么了不起，这不过是生离，但是不是死别。
And there's nothing to it. This is just to say farewell. This is not a goodbye that you won't see him again.
今天早上七点钟，他打了个电话给我们。
This morning at 7 o'clock, he called me.
他说因为昨天开始打仗了，怕你们担心，所以我排队排了很久，那么终于排上队可以跟你们打电话。
He says indeed the war broke out last night. I want you not to worry. So I stood in a line for a long time and able to make this phone call.
他说我站在这里排队打电话的时候呢，都是戴着防毒面具。
I had my face mask on as I stood here to wait for my turn to make this telephone call.
我说帮妈妈跟爸爸讲话，把防毒面具拿掉。
I said, remove your mask when you talk to me, please.
然后他说不行，现在刚好有警报了。
I can't, the alarm, the air raid alarm has sounded.
最近四天，天天有飞毛腿的飞弹打到这边来。
For the last 4 days, there were Scuds attacks to our area.
就是台湾翻译的飞毛腿。
You know what Scuds means in Chinese?
他说爆炸的声音我在这里都可以感觉得到。
I could fear the explosion.
他说因为 New England 的爱国者把他们一个一个都对付掉。
The New England Patriots, not the New England Patriots, had dealt with all the Scuds.
感谢主，他说要我在今天早上向大家请安，谢谢大家为他祷告。
And he want me to send his greetings to you this morning, and I want to thank you all for praying for him.
他已经收到好几位的信。也收到你们寄给他们的一些，寄给他的一些包裹。
He received a letter and a package from you.
我提到这件事，我说我的儿子到中东，不过是生离，不是死别。
I just mentioned that when my son went off to Persian Gulf, we just say farewell to him. It's not the departure between life and death.
但是你们记不记得我下面讲的一句话
？Then did you remember I further mentioned?
我说这一种生离是最靠近死别的一种生离。
But such a farewell is the one that is closest to saying goodbye between living or death.
我不能很潇洒的起来。
I just cannot say this easily.
因为我知道这个生离是最靠近死别的一种生离。
Because I'm not sure I would see him again.
死了就死了，反正你过一段时间也就接受了。
If someone had died, and you would accept the fact eventually.
但是挂在半空中，这是使你心里面最难处理的一种情绪。
But the uncertainties is the hardest to deal with.
但是当我昨天在想到这件事情的时候。
As I came to this yesterday,
我就问我自己
I'd ask myself,
为什么你会说这个话呢？
Why did you say this?
当然弟兄姊妹了解你的心意。
And of course, the brothers and sisters understand you.
因为我在说这句话的时候，同时发现死的阴影在我的身上，并没有让我克服或者胜过它。
Because as I said this, I realized I have not been able to conquer the shadow of death.
今天基督徒不能够勇敢地面对放在我们四周的挑战，因为我们缺少从死里复活的能力。
We cannot face the challenges around us because we have not got the power to be victorious over death.
我们还有惧怕。
And we still have fear.
我们还有小信。
We still are weak in our faith.
我们还有怀疑。
We still are doubting.
我们还有怨言。
And we still complain.
我们还有很多的不满。
We still are not satisfied.
证明一件事情。
That proves one thing.
我们在我们的身上没有这个从死里复活的。
And that proves that we have not acquired such a power that has raised the Lord from death.
如果讲第二方面，就更清楚。
If we talked about the second aspect, it comes more clear.
你知道今天教会一个很大很大的需要是什么？
What is the greatest need of church today?
我在神面前说，神啊，是的，我们教会每一个礼拜似乎经济都有短缺。
I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, indeed, it appears our financial is in great need.
我说每一个礼拜我们教会除非奉献达到九千块，我们不够我们每一个月的开销。
I said, unless our offerings can reach the goal of $9,000, we will not be able to pay our bill.
上个礼拜6,200多块钱。
And last week was indeed just about $6,000.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们教会最大的需要。
Brothers and sisters, this does not represent the greatest need of our church.
今天在地上教会传道人基督徒最大的需要是什么呢？
What is the greatest need of a church and the ministers all today?
弟兄姊妹，是过圣洁的生活。
Brothers and sisters, to be able to live a holy life.
让我们在神的面前能够有个圣洁的见证，在今天的教会带出来。
So may the Lord help us to be able to live a holy life, to have a holy life.Testimony.
不在乎你在外面摇旗呐喊，跑去示威，跑去静坐。
Whether you raise the slogan or you come to the parade or anything,
而在乎我们这些基督徒是不是一天比一天更干净。
What matters is whether we are able to improve ourselves on the day to day.
弟兄姊妹，很诚实的跟各位分享。
Honestly, to analyze this with you.
不在乎我们这个教会人数人丁多兴旺。
It does not really matter as to how many people, how many headcounts we have in this church,
而在乎我们在教会里面这些弟兄姊妹生活有没有一天比一天更干净。
What does matter is whether we can conduct a more holy life from day to day.
我们不完全。
We're not perfect.
但是我们要有进步。
But we have to make progress.
我们不完全。
We're not perfect.
但是我们要成长。
But we have to grow.
弟兄姊妹，我不希望你们误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
不是让我们一步登天就成为一个完全全然圣洁的人。
None of us can become perfect in overnight.
我们有许许多多思想里面很难对付胜过的东西。
There are much in our thoughts is hard to deal with.
但是可不可以过去十次，现在八次，再过两天有七次或者七次半，那起码让我们一步一步的有长进。
What does matter is whether we have made progress.
一年读经一遍很重要。
It's important for us to read your Bible in one year, for example.
如果一年读经一遍使你骄傲，那就很麻烦。
But however, if you can do that and make you be proud of that.And that spells trouble.
礼拜二晚上在牧师家里面的祷告会很重要。
The prayer meeting on every Tuesday is important.
但是你们来祷告而使你们觉得不可一世，很麻烦。
And because you're able to come and make you satisfying or too proud of yourself, that spells trouble.
胜过死亡的勇敢。
And have the courage to overcome death.
胜过罪恶的圣洁。
And to be able to overcome the evil and live a holy life.
这是什么能力呢？
What kind of a power is that?
这是一种生活的能力。
It's a power of your life.
不是工作的能力。
It's not the power you'll be able to conduct work.
是生活的能力。
It's a power of your life or living.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天太过分地强调 工作的能力。
Brothers and sisters, maybe we today are overemphasizing the ability to carry out good work.
我担心，我最近几个礼拜都提到，我担心今天在各地教会强调灵恩的这一个现象。
And I worry about the fact that too many churches are emphasizing too much of charismatic.
如果灵恩只是让你着重在工作方面有力量，弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的危险。
But if you only attain the power to be able to do your work only, and there's a danger.
除非圣灵在我们里面掌管，我们到一个地步，活出圣洁的生活来。
And we have to attain to the level that the Holy Spirit can take control of us till we can live a holy life. Then we have accomplished.
保罗没有讲到耶稣行神迹的能力。
Paul did not,
保罗在这里提到耶稣从死里复活和坐在荣耀里面的这个能力。
Paul did not mention about the Lord and Jesus' power of performing miraculous signs, but instead he talked about the power that he's raised from dead.
还有一点点时间，我跟大家分享我心里面的负担。
And I want to share more about my burden in my heart.
读新约圣经，你讲的能力一定跟圣灵连在一起。
As you study the New Testament, as soon as you talked about power is related with Holy Spirit.
以弗所书每一章都提到能力，都提到圣灵。
In every chapter of Ephesians, it talks about the Holy Spirit.
但是很稀奇，他在这个地方提到能力的时候，他没有提到圣灵。
But here, the word Spirit was not mentioned, right in this place.
当然，在十七节讲到赐人智慧和启示的灵。
In verse 17, it did talk about the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那么解经家有两种不同对这一节圣经这个灵的解释。
The commentators have a different explanations of this passage.
一种呢就是说这个地方讲的就是圣灵。
And many says this is the spirit, the Holy Spirit.
那么 New English Bible, NEB 的翻译呢，它干脆把它翻译成 the spiritual power of wisdom and revelation. 在保罗的神学里面。
In Paul's theology,
他每一次提到智慧，他都提到就是耶稣。
Each time when he mentioned about wisdom, he referred that to Christ.
当他提到启示的时候，他就提到圣经。
Each time when he referred to Revelation, he mentioned that it's Bible.
我第一次在讲这篇道的时候，曾经提到弟兄姊妹不要随随便便滥用神的旨意这四个字。
And first time when I preach this, I have mentioned to you, do not arbitrarily quote.That this is God's will.
神的旨意你要嫁给我。
And it is God's will, you have to marry me.
神的旨意我今天要跟你分开。
It is God's will that I have to desert you.
同样一个人讲，同样一个对象。
The same person is talking about the two different things to the same person.
但是今天早上我要提醒弟兄姊妹，也提醒我自己。
And this morning I want to remind you as well as to myself.
不要随便用启示这个词，这两个字。
And do not arbitrarily or use the word revelation.
这是一个很大的危险。
It is a danger to do that.
我们说昨天晚上耶稣启示我。
And we said last night the Jesus has revealed himself.
上个礼拜圣灵向我说话。
Last week the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
今天早上我起来的时候，上帝告诉我。
And this morning as I got up, the Lord had told me.
没有这种事情。
Maybe they were not true.
启示已经完成，就是这本圣经。
The revelation of God's will has completed, which is totally recorded in this Bible.
不要用启示这两个字。
Do not use that word lightly.
因为你不可能接受神今天给你的启示与圣经相提并论。
You should not.Mention what God had revealed to you today in an equal footing with what the Bible says.
但今天为了要支持我的话语，我的说法有力量。
In order to support and reinforce what I'm going to say today,
我说圣灵这样启示我。
Then I said the Lord has revealed had told me this.
你如果很认真说这句话
，If you speak so seriously,
你就是异端
，and you.Maybe speaking of cult.
今天不可能，神再给我们与圣经等量齐观的启示。
The Lord's revelation has been completed. It's all fully recorded in the Bible.
我们可以说启发，我们可以说光照，我们 不可以用启示这两个字。
We may say that perhaps the Lord has illuminated on this point.
我们不可以说 reveal 或者 revelation 这个词。
We should prohibit it. We should stop from using the word revelation.
所以在这里我们看见保罗提到能力的时候没有直接讲到圣灵而是讲到耶稣。
So here, when power, he did not mention spirit, but he mentioned Jesus.
如果你讲圣灵，如果你讲能力，而与耶稣基督和圣经脱节的话，这是个危险的事情。
If the spirit you talked about is separated from that of Jesus and that of the Bible, and then you made a mistake.
我在准备这篇信息的时候心里很挣扎、
I had much struggle when I was preparing for the sermon
因为我看很多很多的参考书都同意一件事情
because much of the references agreed upon one thing
说以弗所书很难解最难解的就是第一章十五节到二十三节
and much of them says it's indeed difficult to understand Ephesians especially for those passages of verse 15 through
特别是二十三节
especially verse 23.
所以你们会发现，我讲了个半天，还没有感动二十三节。
It has taken much time to lead to 23, which we haven't got there yet.
因为二十二节、二十三节是整个保罗祷告导向的一个最高潮。
Indeed, 23rd and 22nd and 23rd, the entire prayer is leading up to.
今天我只提到这个能力三部分的两部分而已。
I have only mentioned about the two aspects of the total of three concerning the word power.
让我们不只是在知识的里面，让我们真是能够有更深的体验，有更多的经历。
May us not only understand the word from our head knowledge, but also have a real realization.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。